something for the weekend. It's Trina here and Dr. Jennifer Owens is back from 3 Dental and we're talking braces today. The days of these big massive train tracks are well and truly gone.
They seem to be. I think there may be one or two cases left, but it's very, very rare. You know, all the headgear and stuff like that isn't standard. Now, it still exists. There are still some unusual cases that need things like that, but it's not like it used to be.
What would you be using a brace for?
A lot of younger patients have it, you know, when they're seeing a specialist orthodontist, they're trying to modify the growth of the jaws and make sure everything lines up correctly. But as you get to kind of older patients, and adult orthodontics is the fastest growing area in dentistry these days, it's really about tidying things up. Now, you know, sometimes we need to work on the bite and how the jaws fit together, but spacing, overlapping teeth, teeth at the wrong angle, it's all just about moving them, putting forces on them to move them somewhere else. And forces aren't just the braces. That's why when someone sucks their thumb, that's a force on the teeth pushing it forward.
Getcha. Okay. So they used to say that soothers, babies sucking soothers, would cause buck teeth. Is that true?
Well, it can do, in depending on how the kid is sucking it. Everything is kind of forming at that age. Things are changing.
Oh no,
position.
Jennifer, I'm in trouble with Anna. She loves her soother.
I wouldn't get too worried. If she's still sucking it when she's 9, I'd be,
okay.
I'd be getting worried. But I wouldn't get too worried about it. You have to be realistic too. I mean, you know, if this makes your life easy to manage, use it.
Okay,
you're not
right.
Doing major damage.
So when a child is, say, like 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 and you start to notice the teeth are kind of going outwards in the kind of booking outwards, is that normally a case for a brace, or is that too young?
Not always. People do get very worried around that kind of 8, 9, 10 age. We call it the ugly duckling age.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Things are, you know, it's even that communion photo where there's the big spaces, there's teeth missing. Mums are kind of going, please don't wiggle your baby tooth until after your communion photos, like, because they just want them to have their teeth. But the jaw, the upper arch and the lower arch, but particularly the upper arch, because that's what you see, it's still growing. So there's space, there's teeth coming down. There are some teeth that, you know, won't actually come down into the child's mouth until they're 11 or 12. So those spaces are often to leave room for those teeth coming down.
So they might actually close up.
Sometimes they may. Now, if you're very worried, your dentist may be able to refer you to an orthodontist if they think that there is a reason for concern, or that the kid is going to need braces when they're 13 or 14. It is relatively unusual to put braces, you know, the full train tracks on someone when they have lots of baby teeth there.
So the usual age then for getting braces is probably the teenage years.
It is. Now, it depends on how quickly people develop. You know, like those markers you get of they should be walking, they should be talking. They're an average. So you will have some kids, and like at 12, they are well ready for putting braces on. And then other people, you can still see some baby teeth at 13 or 14. So you're really going by how old is their mouth, or, you know, from their x-ray, how developed are the roots of the teeth. That gives you their kind of dental age.
Okay. So how long does it take when you do go ahead and get the brace? How long does it take to fix the teeth?
That's the first question every patient asks when you put the braces on.
They want it done by next week, really,
yes,
don't they?
Yeah. I know I had somebody after 6 weeks who said, oh, but they're straight now, you can take them off again, can't you? I was like, no, it's not quite that simple.
Sometimes, though, it can happen
They can move really quickly. And I do find in some of the younger patients, things move along really, really quickly. You know, there is a benchmark of 2 years as an accepted treatment time with a specialist orthodontist. With some of the cosmetic braces, 6 months is very reasonable, sometimes five and a half. It depends on what you're correcting. You know, like, how long does it take to build a house? Depends on what house you're looking for and what you're starting with.
Those cosmetic braces are absolutely unbelievable. I know a couple of friends have had them done. And number one, I didn't even notice that they were wearing them. And then the difference in literally a matter of months.
It is amazing. And we all think everybody pays so much attention to us. The amount of patients I have where it's only when they get their braces off, people go, oh, you look different. And it's like, well, did you not see my braces on for the last 6 months? You know, nobody pays as much attention to us as we do to ourselves. The amount of people that delay getting 6 month braces or any kind of cosmetic braces is amazing. And by the time they actually get them, they would have been finished the treatment twice over, because they've been putting it off for ages, and it's actually over very quickly.
Is it very expensive to get a brace?
It depends where you go and it depends what the treatment is. In 3Dental, our treatment starts at $1,400 for one arch with metal braces. Depending on the case, it can go a little bit more expensive than that. White braces are a little bit more expensive. Two arches can be $2,400 and upwards. But we do payment plans so that these things are affordable for
people. You can space it out a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to have the braces on for a while. So you can often pay it off, you know, before you're even finished treatment. But it does make it affordable and accessible for
people. Is there any danger of the teeth going back the way they were originally?
Absolutely.
Right.
All my poor patients have it drilled into them to wear their retainers, as well as, you know, having a wire fitted behind sometimes, if that's possible. Just like, you know, the kids' soothers or sucking the thumb is a force on the teeth, your lips and your tongue are all forces on the teeth. So if you come in at 26 and your teeth are a bit crowded, if we put forces on them, which is the braces, and move them, and then we take the forces off, unless you have something to hold it there, it's usually going to start shifting back to the way it was because of the way you talk or the way you eat or whatever kind of caused that in the first place.
So you need to be wearing that retainer.
Yes.
And do you wear that for life?
If you'd like the result for life, yes. Yeah. Yes, you do.
See, that told you. Imagine if Dr. Jennifer Owens lived with you. My God. Watching your every move. Thank you so much. There's some info on braces today from 3Dental. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.